Bonjour and good afternoon, and thank you for joining us today. As you know, Solution 30 has been the victim of a destabilization campaign. We have firmly denied all the allegations made against Solution 30 and have referred the matter to the market authorities and the courts. On the 14th of December 2020, the Supervisory Board of Solution 30 announced that it was undertaking an independent audit to investigate the allegations made against the company. The audit has now been completed, and the findings were reported to the Supervisory Board yesterday evening on Wednesday, the 31st of March. The extensive findings were published on the Solution 30 website this morning, which demonstrates our commitment to transparency. A press release was also issued this morning summarizing these findings and the recommendations made by the auditors. The auditors confirm that the accusations are unfounded and untrue. The auditors also made some recommendations to improve the group's compliance procedures. These recommendations are aligned with the major projects that the group has launched over the past 3 years in order to improve its governance, operational excellence, financial reporting, and compliance. We renew our full confidence in the management team, which will accelerate the transformation undertaken since 2019 to meet Solution 30's strong growth and align the group with the best standards of the SBF 120 index. Today, the appointment of a chief transformation officer at the highest level of the management will accelerate these changes with the launch of a new phase in the group's transformation. And now, over to you, Amaury.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much, Alexander. Let me maybe give you just a quick word for our audience. I think we had a small technical problem in the intro. So you just had the intro from Alexander Sattler, who is the president of our supervisory board. I am Amaury Boileau, CFO of Solution 30, and I would like to thank you for attending this call as well. First, I would like to start by reminding everyone that the objective of this audit was to provide an independent opinion on all the allegations made against Solution 30. As you know, in order to carry out the investigations needed to provide an independent opinion, the audit committee of the supervisory board retained Deloitte and Didier Kling Expertise et Conseil after evaluating several firms. Given the seriousness of the accusations, it put in place a system that combines the expertise and power from one of the Big Four with the strength of highly specialized experts experienced in economical and financial investigations. Deloitte was mandated to coordinate investigative work and carry out the work known as forensic examination on the allegations. Didier Kling Expertise et Conseil was retained to analyze the allegations related to accounting. The auditors first conducted a very detailed analysis of the anonymous reports and letters and identified no less than 97 allegations, which they reviewed one by one. On this basis, a specific work program was drawn up for each allegation, and this program was expanded as the work progressed. Yves Carveillon, independent director and chairman of Solution 30 Audit Committee, oversaw the work and set up an ad hoc steering committee comprising independent members of the supervisory board not being questioned in the anonymous reports. I, together with some colleagues, have been at the disposal of the Audit Committee and dedicated to provide the necessary legal and financial documentation as well as to answer questions from the auditors. As you can imagine, the scope of this investigation was particularly far-reaching. These investigations required more than 4,000 hours of work, which represents more than 500 days, which is the equivalent of 2 full years of work. I will now detail the findings of these investigations for all the allegations, which we have grouped into 5 themes, and for which the auditors confirmed the erroneous and unfounded nature of the allegations, including the most serious ones. First, concerning the allegations of a potential connection between Solution 30 and mafia or criminal organization, the conclusion is clear. after a thorough review of various claims against Solution 30 and after the investigations into the individuals cited in the various allegations, no evidence has been found to confirm any suspicious link between Solution 30 or the natural and legal persons linked to the group and any mafia or other criminal organization. Then, concerning the allegations regarding the integrity of Solution 30 management and the rotation of members of the management board or supervisory board, here again, these allegations were unfounded. The work carried out by the auditors revealed no link between the members of Solution 30 supervisory board or management board and the financial scandals that the allegations unfairly attempted to link them to. Other allegations questions the group's establishment in Luxembourg. Again, the investigations negated these allegations, and especially those claiming that the shell companies or microstructures were used for money laundering, fraud, and embezzlement. Some other allegations also referred to our activities in non-European or unconsolidated subsidiaries. The conclusion is again very clear. All the activities presented by the group in its financial statements and its financial communication are based on contracts signed between Solution 30 and its customers, or Solution 30 and its suppliers. Changes in shareholdings noted in several microstructures, subsidiaries of the group or close to the group, or its managers, have been tracked and show no evidence of fraudulent practices that call for greater legibility. Concerning the group's accounting, the allegations also proved to be untrue. In the course of their work, the independent auditors did not find any elements likely to call into question the sincerity of the group's accounting. A thorough review of the financial information provided by the company on its level of growth, and especially its organic growth, its margins, and its cash flows did not reveal any misstatements. The same is true for all the items that were subject of specific allegations, and in particular, the level and nature of bank debts, the accounting treatment of invoices to be issued, software development costs, badwill, and non-operating income. The group's consolidation scope was also analyzed, and the accounting for the main acquisitions under IFRS was validated, as was the nature and accounting treatment of outsourcing contracts signed in Italy and in Belgium. Analysis of the group's minority stakes revealed that two subsidiaries could have been fully consolidated earlier. The impact on the group's accounts would have been limited. These two subsidiaries are Whirlink, a German subsidiary in which the group increased its stake from 20% in 2019 to 100% on December 1st, 2020, and Otronic in Spain, where the group lowered its stake in 2018 before increasing it to 100% in October 2019. These two subsidiaries are anyway 100% consolidated currently, Worldlink as from December 2020 and Otronic as from October 2019. As a summary of these results, the audit confirms the integrity of the company and its management, as well as the sincerity of its financial statements. The independent auditors also recommended the group to streamline the structuring of transactions that were sometimes considered complex and to improve its control procedures. I will now hand over to Gianbeppi Fortis, who will go over those points.
Thank you, Amaury, and good afternoon, everyone. As you know, Solutions 30 is a fast-growing company that has structured itself in a fast-paced manner at each major stage of its development. The recommendations made by the independent auditors are part of our work plans. The arrival of Robert Ziegler as Chief Transformation Officer will accelerate the improvement of our internal processes and mark the beginning of a new phase of transformation around five fundamental areas. The first one is strengthen risk control and compliance. Second, strengthen governance and governing bodies. Third, simplify the organization. Fourth, strengthen the procedures for selecting partners and monitoring transactions with related parties. 5, strengthen corporate social responsibility commitments. We will provide more details about these points at the end of April, when we report our results. Before answering your questions, I would like to point out that through these 4 difficult months, we have been able to count on the support of our long-term shareholders, our teams, and our customers. We operate in a fast-growing market, and we need to remain particularly agile and responsive to consolidate our market share, which we have been able to do thanks to the trust of our stakeholders, and I want to thank them for that. The audit is now behind us, and it's time to focus on our customers, our growth, and our transformation plan. Thank you for being with us today. We are now ready with Amaury to take your questions.
To ask a question at this time, please press *1 on your telephone keypad, and you will be prompted for your turn. Again, that is *1 to ask a live question at this time. Another reminder, to ask a live question, please press *1 on your telephone keypad and you will be prompted for your turn. If you wish to withdraw your question, please press *2. We are now taking incoming questions. Thank you. We have our first caller, Julien Fauché of Societe Generale. When you're ready, please go ahead.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, perfectly.
Good afternoon. Thank you, GNBP and Amaury. Just three case questions for me. The first one regarding your cash position. King's conclusion says it has been able to reconciliate 95% of the position. I'm just trying to understand why isn't it 100%. So could you elaborate on this point? Also, on the second one is on Balkan shared services. Clean's conclusions notes that BSS cash is currently unavailable due to ongoing legal proceedings. Also, could you elaborate on this point, please? And the last one is that, considering the large amount of work realized by the auditors, could you elaborate on the cost incurred with the 2 audits? Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you for your questions, Julia. That's a very, very, very good questions. Well, first of all, regarding the cash position, well, actually, the DB King's team did extensive work on that. They reviewed several years of cash position, and you know, that means reviewing all the bank accounts from all the subsidiaries and waiting for the confirmation for the bank's accounts. So they are very experienced, and they reached the level necessary to build their opinion on our cash position. And so they covered a very large portion of our cash, and this is also reviewed in the context of the current end of the year audit. So with no, and there is absolutely no question about our cash position. Regarding your second question about BSS and the cash position, which is currently under legal proceeding, well, actually, this cash is not included into our cash. Currently, it's included in the balance sheet, but not in the cash. Well, you know, we had, as we already disclosed on our website in December, we had some administrative problems regarding the shareholding of this structure in Romania, and we are just fixing these administrative problems through this legal proceeding in order to get back cash, which is blocked on the bank account of this former subsidiary, and it's a matter of weeks. Regarding your third questions on the cost of such investigation, well, you know, it's as I told you, both Deloitte and DJ Singh did extensive work. This represents several thousands of hours, and obviously auditors are paid on a time basis. So the more they work, the more they are paid. So yes, these are the costs. I don't have exactly the final numbers because we did not receive the final invoice, but we are talking about something like a couple of millions.
Okay, thank you very much.
Another reminder, to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. We have our next caller, Michael Gears of Union Investment. Michael, when you're ready, please go ahead.
Yeah, hello, this is Michael from Union Investment. I have a question regarding your customers. You always said after the first attempt that there was no real reaction from your customers. My question is, what was the reaction or the opposition now from customers? And perhaps, okay, we don't know the contracts which you could not win because of this, but perhaps the conversion of the pipeline was worse than before, because it was the second attempt and you work together with very large telecom companies which have a large compliance division. So perhaps I'm interested in your reaction to that.
Well, you know, as Gambetti explained, during all along this difficult period, we benefited from the support of our customers. We have been working with them for many years, and they know us. So basically, we have kept the confidence over this last 4 months. We are still working with them, and the business has been unaffected by this affair. I'm not able, as you know, we are in a quiet period, so I cannot elaborate too much on our current sales. But the business has not been affected by this audit.
Thanks.
At this time, I'll give one more prompt. If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Again, that is star 1 on your telephone keypad, and we will prompt you for your turn. Our next question comes from the line of Arnaud Degart of Fomoy. Arnaud, when you're ready, please go ahead.
Thank you. Good afternoon, gentlemen. Two questions for me, please. Maybe what are your intentions regarding the future of the board of directors? Do you intend maybe to enlarge it and give a bit more space to independent directors? First question. And the second question is maybe, would you consider backing the company to a major financial investor? Maybe like the holdings we all know, like Wendel or GBL, etc., maybe to protect a bit more the company against that kind of attacks? Thank you.
Okay. Yes, thank you for your questions. So regarding our intentions related to the supervisory board, that's part of the transformation process that we initiated 2 years ago and that we want to accelerate, as Gianbicchi mentioned earlier. So obviously, we will try to enlarge our supervisory board and look for additional people that can help us to align the practices, best practices for the next years. But, you know, we already made great progress over the last 2 years. We are compliant with the AFEP MEDEF code. The supervisory board members are independent. And you may have noticed that in recent ratings, we have improved our ESG ratings quite significantly. So we will continue to work, and Robert Ziegler, who is joining the team, will help us to accelerate this transformation.
And just to follow up, you don't intend at the next AGM to propose new names, I would say, to extend and to enlarge the supervisory board.
Yeah, that will be probably the case. As the MVP said, you know, this transformation plan, we will tell you a bit more in 1 month when we will release our financials. about, you know, the conclusion of the transformation plan. So, but that's very likely that we will welcome new members.
Okay.
And regarding your second question, whether we should back the company with the large investors, I would say that all the options are open. We are considering all the options.
And did you receive some mark of interest?
Yes, we have received the mark of interest. It's not new. Has already been the case in the past years, and we are considering all the options.
Okay, thank you.
At this time, we will continue to take questions. To enter our queue, please press *1 on your telephone keypad. Again, we will continue to take questions. Please press *1 on your telephone keypad now. We have no incoming callers at this time. I return the presentation to your speakers. And we will wait for some more questions. Another reminder, *1 to ask a question at this time. Thank you. Our next caller is Charles Planade of MidCap. Charles, when you're ready, proceed with your question.
Okay, thank you. Hello, Jean-Bépier, Marie. Thank you very much. I'm really sorry, but I didn't hear very well the beginning of the call. Maybe you mentioned it, but I would like to know what will be the cost related, exceptional cost related to the investigations.
Well, it's, my figure is not final, but it would be something like a couple of million euros.
Okay, thank you.
Again, we will continue to take questions. Please press *1 on your telephone keypad to ask a live question at this time. Again, that is *1 to ask a live question for today's presentation.
Okay. Well, if we don't have any other additional question, I just would like to thank you, everyone, for attending this call. So again, we are now very pleased to have this very clear statement from our auditors confirming that these allegations are false. Be ensured that we will focus on our business as we did in the past in order to deliver the plan, to deliver our growth, and that we will continue to and we will even accelerate in order to transform the company and align our practices on the best practices of companies which are part of the SBF 120. Thank you, everyone, and have a good afternoon.
Thank you.